This episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons is supported by VidaGlow, specializing in active beauty solutions and expertly formulated ingestible supplements. Founded in 2014, VidaGlow's success is built on their natural marine collagen range, a clinically proven peptide powder that naturally stimulates collagen production for healthy, glowing skin. To shop their full range, head to VidaGlow.com. So today's guest is the amazing Gary Thompson, also known as the Plastic Boy. Follow him for brilliant beauty and fashion content and basically all-round joy. He lets us in on his newfound love for a skin tint.
You know what? I definitely used to be someone that used to love a full coverage foundation. And I feel like recently I've been loving like a skin tint, which I never ever thought I'd be that person. I love a skin tint. Like I'm obsessed because I feel like you can always wear something lighter in the foundation category and then go in with like a more full coverage concealer.
Reminds us about the importance of self-care.
Throughout the week, I know our schedule is so busy. Take one thing like within self-care, do it for yourself. So mine for me would be having a bath.
And encourages us to learn from his mistakes.
Guys, when you have a new beauty product, never ever wait to a pointless event. Just trial it when you're not going anywhere.
So here he is. Hello and welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you very much for coming on. And I can't wait to get stuck into all of your best beauty advice today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. But let's start actually by chatting about your beauty vibe in general. So What is your beauty cabinet like? Are we talking like organized, streamlined, total chaos, or somewhere in between?
I would say somewhere in between. I feel like I've got like a good balance of everything being in the right place at the moment. But because when I get ready, everything turns into like a whole turmoil. The foundations and concealers, I feel like in each category, I was actually counting this on the weekend, I've literally got over 70 in each category. So when I want to find something, I'm always like scrambling through them. Like this is in chaos. So I've been trying to like number down to my top 10, but it's very, very crazy.
70. I mean, that is brilliant. And also, I bet from having 70, choosing a top 10 is hard, right?
Oh my God, it's so hard because I'm always like, what finish do I want? But how do I want to look today? Do I want it to be long lasting? Do I want like a glow? So I'm always like in the middle or other. Otherwise, I'll just like mix. I feel like mixing is quite good.
Mix and match. Okay. So if you're kind of switching it up day to day on how you want it to look, how long do you think it takes to do your makeup on a day to day? Or your whole routine?
So my whole routine, I would probably say, if I really want to feel my best and look my best, I'll probably say an hour at max. But if I really want to take it far and go for like full glam and like night out, it'll be like an hour and a half to 2 hours. But I'm trying to get better at doing it faster with the least amount of products because I'm trying to be a minimal babe.
Just getting on that minimal life.
I'm trying to be minimal because I feel like I use so much products. I'm like, Gary, just try and like shorten it down, try and be at the house sometime because I'm always the late one of the group.
Yeah, but you always look fabulous. So, you know, it's worth the wait, right? Worth the wait.
And if someone isn't late, you know, how are we going to give other people time?
Really? You're doing it for other people?
Yeah, I'm giving you
a
favor.
It's a very selfless act. It's a very selfless act. Well, love it. Okay. So we'll talk about makeup first then. So tell me, what is your best piece of makeup advice?
Oh, my best piece of makeup advice would be work in small layers. I feel like when I'm watching either TikTok videos or Instagram videos, I feel like everyone is going in straight away with like full coverage, putting on thick layers. And I feel like to have your makeup look really like snatched and flawless, definitely work in small layers with foundation, concealer, powder, because you could put so much powder on and then you could make a mistake and you'd have to like start again. It's just like, who's got the time?
We don't have the time for that. We've got to be there.
We've got to be present. And I feel like the worst thing is doing a base and having to start over again just because we've maybe put too much powder on, we've put too much foundation on. It's just not a vibe.
It's not the vibe. And also, like you say, it's a lot easier to take things off or to tweak things if you're going up with those gentle layers.
Definitely small. I'll totally say, yeah, definitely small steps.
Love it. And what about products wise? What are you loving at the minute? What would be your kind of simple step routine?
You know what? I definitely used to be someone that used to love a full coverage foundation. And I feel like recently I've been loving like a skin tint, which I never ever thought I'd be that person. I love a skin tint. Like I'm obsessed because I feel like you can always wear something lighter in the foundation category and then go in with like a more full coverage concealer. And then it just looks so beautiful. But I'm loving the new Summer Friday skin tint. It's stunning.
Oh my God. I need to try that. I haven't tried it. Is it amazing?
It's so good. It's really flexible. It looks like skin. And I feel like when you powder it and you have that right concealer combo, it just looks so delicious and it photographs amazingly.
Okay, perfect. Sold. And I'm very much with you, like a really lightweight base, but then being more targeted with concealer. So it doesn't look like you've got a full base on over the top.
You have the most insane skin ever. I remember
I saw you on stage.
I was like, to my friend Danny, I was like, she has the most insane, like your skin is like glass.
Oh my God, no, I wish. I tell you what is the glassy glow though, Chanel's Balm Essential.
Oh my God, I love it. I have
it
in every color. I've got the gold, I've got the transparent, I've got the rose gold. Honestly, on the collarbone, on the cheekbones, on the nose, it's amazing.
Oh my God, isn't it? It's so good.
I love, 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 love it. Like, honestly, I feel like when you have a base and it looks too flat, I always put some on my hand and use a brush, like a really like thin one, and like really stipple it on the cheekbones, like obsessed.
Popping. Okay, what about powders then? You mentioned powders. What's your kind of go-to?
Oh my God. So in powders, I have two brands in particular. So I love the Makeup Forever Velvet Matte Powder. It's a compact, but I feel like it's so flexible and it's so flawless, like under the eye, because the thing is with me, I don't like to go in with a loose powder straight under the eye. I always go in with a compact, then press it on first with like a little flat brush or a powder puff. And then I'll go in with a loose powder. And my favorite loose powder has to be the Huda Beauty Easy Bake.
So good.
So good. It's like insane. It's definitely like my top number one favorite powder in the world, because I just love the way what it does to my under eyes. It's just so perfecting, so smoothing, so flawless. It's just honestly insane.
And so long lasting as well, right? Just keeps everything put.
I feel like I've been using it for years, but I know obviously since TikTok's come around, everyone's been loving it. But I know a lot of people don't like the fragrance in it, which fragrance for me, it doesn't matter. Fragrance doesn't matter a lot to me, but I can see why people would really like have that as an issue. But I just feel like the powder is just good enough. Like it does the job.
Does the job. Does what it says on the tin.
Yeah,
what you want.
It does. That's what we all like need.
So I need to come back to this 70 products per category thing. So talk to me, which is the category that you have the most products in?
Definitely foundation. I feel like I am such a foundation hoarder. I just love like collecting foundations, because I love the finish, I love the texture. I just love like seeing like when brands bring out different formulas. I'm like, I think when I put it on, it's a satisfaction of like, how's this going to dry down? How's it going to photograph? Like, how's it going to look in a few hours? And I just love like the whole testing and trialing and like recommending to friends, like followers, family. It does something to me.
Also, when you can recommend a foundation, foundation's probably the things that my friend asked me for the most. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you can recommend someone buys it and they're like, oh my God, my skin looks amazing.
Yes.
Thank you so much. It's a really good feeling that you make someone feel, you know, amazing.
It really is. And like, I get this question so much in my DMs, like especially like people that are oily, like people want to know like the most long lasting foundation that won't be cakey, that won't like interrupt their day. And that's just going to look the most perfect on their skin. And like, I just love being able to give like recommendations or giving options. I'm like, no, get a sample of it, try it for a few days and see how it looks. But I don't know, yeah, foundation for me, I try and cut down, because even when my friends come over, they're like, Gary, this isn't normal. Like, people have this kind of foundation. Like, how do you have so many? They're like, you literally have a Boots in your house.
I bet they love it. They come around and like, oh, what's in the blusher drawer today?
Honestly, because I have my personal collection literally around me, and then I have like a massive drawer around me, which I call it the gifting station. So whenever it comes around, I give them a little trolley. I'm like, choose what you want, like take whatever you need. And honestly, because when people take like things, I'm like, I get free of space. It's the best thing ever, because I can fill it up with more goodies.
I mean, they're absolutely going to love that. Okay, so foundation is the one that's going out of control.
Yeah, foundation is definitely having a moment.
Amazing. Let's move on to skincare then. What is your best piece of skincare advice? And I know people can't see on the podcast right now, but you are absolutely glowing, which is the first thing I said when you came on.
Thank you. I need
to know everything that's going on right now. But what is your best piece of advice?
I would definitely say knowing your skin type and knowing what works for you, it will definitely do your skin wonders, because I feel like when I was growing up, I'd always just use things like my friends recommended or my sister. And you have to know your skin type, because when I was growing up, I was using things my sister would use because her skin's super, super dry. And I just loved what she always used to use on her skin. But growing up, I had really bad hyperpigmentation and really oily skin. So I didn't know my skin type. I was just using what people would say to me. But I remember going for like a skincare, like kind of consultant thing at the time at Kiehl's. And they said they used to put these like patches on your head, like forehead, and be like, you know, this is where you're really oily, this way dehydrated. And like, I found out my skin was like oily normal. So I'm really oily around my T-zone, but normal slash dehydrated around my other skin. So when you find out your skin type and what products work for you, honestly, you will literally just zoom by, because I think a lot of people depend on others to like give them skincare advice without them knowing their own skincare type.
Yeah. And I say that's a brilliant piece of advice, and getting to know your own skin. And
yes,
there's so many recommendations, right, on Instagram, TikTok. It can get overwhelming. So I think,
oh my God. Yeah. Skincare at the moment is so overwhelming because we have, first of all, we have so many lines that are being presented to us now. We've got celebrity, we've got drugstore, we've got, and it's like, what do we use? And I feel like people want to go to the celebrity, go to like the affordable, go to like a different side, but just know what works for your skin. And I feel like lockdown really definitely kind of helped me with that even more, because I was using so many skincare brands because we wasn't wearing makeup a lot. I was using so many skincare brands, and I was literally just like finding it out and learning like what brands work for me. I was learning more about SPF, even though we're indoors. I was learning more about vitamin C and retinoids and what was really like giving my skin that opportunity to thrive. And like, honestly, it is trial and error though. Like, I feel like you'll use some products, you'll be like, no, okay, that definitely is not for me. So it's all about trial and error, I would say.
And you spoke about SPF there, vitamin C and retinol. What are your favorite products in those areas at the moment?
Oh my God. So SPF, I feel like SPF right now is having the biggest moment it's ever had. And I feel, I'm quite happy because SPF is such an important step, which I would say, because you could be cleansing, you could be exfoliating, you could be moisturizing, but if you're not wearing SPF, the other factors don't matter because we all need to be protected from the sun. I'm actually loving the Beauty Pie, I think it's called the Ultra Lightweight Feather SPF. That SPF is so amazing. It doesn't leave a white cast, it builds that butter on the skin and it just melts in seconds. I love that one. I'm also loving the tinted one from Ultraviolet.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so nice.
It's so good. I feel like, where have we been? Tinted SPF, and it comes in so many shades. I went to Barcelona a few weeks ago and it's the only thing I bought. I didn't bring any foundation. I just bought concealer, the Ultraviolet tinted SPF, and just powder. And honestly, my skin,
the glow,
it looked so yummy. I love that.
So yummy.
And, but vitamin C, I'm loving the Dr. Dennis Gross one. They literally just released a new one and it looks so good. It just looks so glowy. I can't put it's called now. It's called the 15% Vitamin C Firm Bright, but it's also got lactic acid in it. So if you're having any like breakouts or anything, it's also doing like a two-in-one, and we love a two-in-one.
Oh, we love a multi-purpose product.
We love. And I just love the way it makes my skin glow, but I also love Wula Hendrickson Vitamin C as well, the serum. It's so nice and it's so affordable. And it makes the skin as well look very, very just scrumptious.
Scrumptious, yummy skin. Yeah. That's all we want.
Yeah. So that's the vibe. That is the vibe for winter. Everywhere, just yummy, scrumptious, balanced skin.
That's what we want. And how about retinol? Do you use retinol?
Oh, yes. Before, I wasn't using retinol a lot. And like, again, in the lockdown, I was just educating myself. I was watching like so many like lives on like Instagram. I was like watching so many YouTube videos. And I wasn't using retinols and retinoids, like how we say it, like for such a long time. But they are so good, especially for like, they've been clinically proven to like help with like fine lines and anti-aging. I really love that one. Is it called Crystal Retinol?
Oh, so good.
Oh, it is so good. Because normally I've used some before and I wasn't really educated on how to use them. And I feel like I was applying way too much, like more than like a teaspoon. And I used to irritate my skin. And I feel like with retinoids, you have to really build yourself up to them. Like if you use it once a week, then like after a month, then twice a week after that. And it just depends on how resilient your skin is. So I love that Medicate one. And I also love the Youth to the People one. It's so good.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
It's so good. Yeah, definitely try. It's amazing on. And I feel like it hasn't like done anything to my skin in terms of like irritate it. And it's just such a beautiful formula.
Okay, done. I've got a very long shopping list already. Let's say from this podcast. And we will be right back after this little aside from this week's partner, Vidaglow. Whether you're after glowing, resilient skin, split-proof nails, or optimal hair health, VitaGlow's effective and holistic beauty routine is designed to support you every day without the need for an overcomplicated beauty regime. Backed by clinical results, VitaGlow only use the most bioavailable active ingredients, proven to deliver visible results, with all of their ingredients meeting the highest quality standards for purity. The team at VitaGlow have created a range of products with a cult celebrity following, and they've given Grazia listeners an exclusive discount for 20% off on their marine collagen, hairology, radiance, anti-G ox, and age-defying skincare. Simply enter Grazia20 at checkout and happy shopping. Let's go on to your third piece of advice and then talk about self-care. What is your best piece of self-care advice?
I would definitely say throughout the week, I know our schedule is so busy, take one thing like within self-care and do it for yourself. So mine for me would be having a bath. Like, I know we're so busy in London, everyone's about quick showers and like just being in and out and like rushing to get to our events. But I love a bath. Like, I love the Dr. Teal's bath salts. And for me, like, I was really ill like a few weeks ago and I was like, Gary, you haven't had a bath in a moment. I'm just very much about showers before and just heading out. But now I have a bath every week, put the bath salts in, even like they have the pills you break as well, you put them in the bath. And I put like a playlist on, like I have like a TikTok kind of chill playlist, put that on, turn off the lights, do a little candle from Voicemails. And I just switch off. There's no phone, nothing. And honestly, it does wonders for my mental health. It does wonders for my mind. And it's a time where I get to switch off and I just reset.
That sounds like the absolute dream Sunday situation.
Honestly, it's a moment. It's a vibe.
It is a vibe. So talk me through the playlist. Is it just like chill tunes?
It's chilled. It's really like alternative because I feel like in my normal everyday, I love me some Beyonce. I love me some Megan Thee Stallion. I love me some Doja Cat. But sometimes these kind of songs are just so fast and they don't really relax you. They very much put you in a party vibe, you know, like you just want to go to the club. But for this playlist, it's very like alternative, like think Euphoria kind of vibes, like slow, alternative, edgy. And I just kind of found this girl that made a playlist and like I was like, okay, let me save this, and then put it on, and it just gets me to such a different part of my brain that I really switch off. Like there's no lights on except for one candle, and I don't know, it just makes me feel like I'm having a spa at home.
Totally. If it's proper me time and it's giving yourself even half an hour where you don't have to feel plugged in and you don't have to feel like you're doing a million things.
Definitely, because I feel like sometimes we all just, you know, we're always scrolling, we're always on our phones, we're always on WhatsApp, we're always doing something. And I feel like we need to take time out just to do something for ourselves that isn't like on social media, or we're not speaking about it, or just something that we can have that we don't need to share with others for ourselves.
Totally. And you also mentioned the boy smells candle?
Yes.
So good.
Oh, I love, love, love. I literally got a new one on the weekend and I've done a collaboration with Grace Jones, which I love Grace Jones so much. And it smells what you think Grace Jones would smell like. It's like very like dark, very like sexual, very woody, very aromatic. It's just so nice. So I had it on the weekend and honestly, it was just, I was catching up on Housewives as well. So I was like, ooh.
The dream.
Oh, it's a dream. I had some snacks. I had some wine as well. I was like, this is the dream.
You had the bath snacks. Mm. Oh, yes. You've got this down to a T. Oh, the truffle. Is it the Torres one?
Yes. Oh, my so God. Good. They are so good. Like,
okay. Dream situation. So let's talk about body care then. For your fourth piece of advice, talk about body care.
I would say for body care, don't skip out on the body moisturizer. I feel like a lot of people skip out on body moisturizer. I remember when I did like a poll on Instagram like a few months ago being like, are you guys into body care and what's your favorite thing? And a lot of people say they skip it, but you shouldn't skip it. Like body care is so important. Like I love a very whipped, heavy body cream because my body is so dry. I can't leave the house without body cream because I kind of feel unfinished.
I'm the same. I can't.
Yeah, I can't do it. Like, honestly, I feel like when my clothes on, I just feel like something isn't right with me. I don't know. It's like leaving my house without setting spray. I can't do it. when I get to the door, I'm like, Gary, something isn't right. Stop, hold up, take the key out the door and rewind. But for body creams, I would say it doesn't have to be super expensive. Like I was in Boots because on TikTok, everyone was recommending, is it called Aquaphor?
Yes. Yeah. Eucerin.
Yeah, they do this spray version. Oh my God, it's life-changing. It's so good.
Is it?
Yes, it's like so moisturizing. It's so easy. And it doesn't leave like a residue on your clothes, like if you're wearing like white or like if you're wearing colored fabrics. It is beautiful. Like definitely worth investment. It's not even that expensive also. But when I really want to indulge in body care, I love, how do you say, Augustinus Bada does this body cream. Oh my God, it honestly feels like putting warm butter on the skin because it literally melts in and gives your body this sheen of like no other. Like it's so, I have to use it in like treat me moments though because it's quite pricey. But whenever I use that, I'm like, wow, I'm like, the formula is definitely formulating.
It's doing its thing. It's so good.
It's doing its thing. It's so good, honestly.
I mean, all the products are so good. That body one is amazing. Oh,
so good. I just can't skip out. So I would say for body care, I would say when I'm putting it on, I definitely like take a good 5 to 6 minutes and I really work things in. And like when I do that, I just feel, I don't know, it's kind of like, again, like a self-care moment where I just take time and really concentrate on like being moisturized and being soft and supple. There's no better compliment. Someone touches like your arm or your skin, like, wow, you've got soft skin. You're like, I know, thank you.
So true. You're like, yeah, I'm soft.
Just like, yeah, you know, it's this little thing, you know.
But also it's a bit of like self-love, right? Yeah. Taking care of your body, giving it some moisture.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm big on it. Do you ever use body oils?
Oh my God, I love a body oil. I love, you know, have you tried the Necessaire one?
The new, oh, I love Necessaire. So nice.
I love a body oil, but like there's this one from that is cocoa butter Vaseline. It's like a gel and I always use it on holiday. And honestly, so much people have got it because of me because I'm like, guys, if you want your body to be reflective, even for a night out on the legs, this oil by Vaseline is so good. It's like coconut scented and it also has like kind of like gold like shimmer bits in there.
And it's Vaseline, but an oil version.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Gold.
The scent is super drug and always got it on buy one, get one free. It's only like £4. It's so good.
Oh my God. Double up, guys. Also, it makes you feel in like holiday vibe, doesn't it?
Yes. Like when I'm on holiday, I love a good oil. I actually got sent this. Oh, I was going to speak about it today on stories actually, because I actually forgot I haven't spoken about it. But when I went to Barcelona, have you heard of a brand called Capari?
I don't think I have.
They're actually known for like lip SPFs and like their scrubs, but they literally released an SPF, which is like a body oil, which is SPF 50, but it's gold. And I just wore it on nights out and I was wearing it on holiday, but it gives your skin this glass golden shimmer, but it dries almost matte, but it looks shiny and it's got SPF 50. It's the weirdest formula I've ever tried, but it's stunning.
Oh my God, it sounds it.
I even went to the gym because I want my arms to look really shimmery, you know, for like, you know, it's just any cute boys, but... It's just so beautiful. Like, I love it. It's like the most unique formula and it's so good.
I love it that you've got a gym SPF body oil going on.
Even the Chanel stick we spoke about, even to the gym, I'll put it on the cheekbones just so my skin can look, you know, three-dimensional.
Yeah. Cheekbones popping. And how about like body scrubs and things like that? Are you into scrubs?
Oh, I love a scrub. I love the Kate Somerville one. She released, it's like an AHA one because even with that, like a lot of people don't know about scrubs because I feel like people sometimes it is, I get why people think it's slumber because sometimes people just want to, you know, get in, get out, even with the basket and get out. But when you scrub your skin and when you use a nice scrub and then you put a moisturizer on after, chef's kiss, because your body will be so soft and so just even like it will just look different. It will look more healthy, more glowy. I love the Kate Somerville one, and I also love there's this brand by Essay and it's called Mirror Water, and she has one as well. It's so nice.
Okay, done. So you've got your body routine down to a T.
Yes, body routine. I do not play. I do not play. So good.
Okay, amazing. Let's talk about fragrance then for your fifth piece of advice.
My favorite.
Give me your best. Oh, go on.
So for fragrance, I would definitely say always layer the 3 points. So I'll do the 2 points on my neck and I'll also do the palms, just because when I feel like with fragrance, there's no better compliment than having like, oh my God, that person smells so nice. What have you got on? What's happening? Like fragrance to me is a really big part of my day. Like I just cannot skip it because I think even if someone doesn't like remember your name, don't always remember what you smell like.
So true.
You know what I mean? Like, even like, I was talking to one of my friends the other day and he was like, oh, do you remember that guy that was in that party? Like, and he said his name. I think it was, I can't remember what his name was, but I was like, oh, do you remember, oh, the guy that smelled like quite like woody? And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm asking what fragrance smelled like. And like, I feel like never skip out on fragrance. I feel like for me, I feel like fragrance as well. That's another category that's over 70.
Oh yeah. I was going to say, do you have a fragrance wardrobe? You must have a fragrance wall, like a wall dedication.
I have so many. Like, again, in the lockdown, I wasn't playing with the fragrances. Even though I was at home, I wasn't leaving my house. I would want to make sure I smelled very, very scrumptious, because you're just not sure who you're going to meet in the lobby. You're not sure who you're going to meet in Tesco's. You're not sure who you're going to meet anywhere. And I feel like a smell always stops someone in their tracks.
So true. But also, I wore fragrance in lockdown, mm-hmm. just like a comforting one to feel good. And it's definitely, like you say, a part of my wardrobe, a part of my outfit. It can make me feel a certain way as well. I don't know if you found that, like, you have your power fragrances, you have your chill fragrances. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Definitely 100%. I feel for me, I love layering, because I remember when I met Monica Tan and we had a conversation about fragrances. She has like a bedtime fragrance. She has a morning fragrance. She has a gym fragrance. So now I have all of those to eat sets. And I have a combination. Like, I love Dior, do this one called Topo Color. And I actually bought it during the lockdown because I was watching all the YouTube videos. And I was like, oh, this sounds amazing. And it's got mango, tobacco, bergamot. And it's honestly the most sexiest fragrance I've ever purchased in my life.
And which Dior is this one?
It's called Topo Color.
Oh my God. Sounds amazing.
It's so good. And whenever I want to take it up a notch, I'm going on a date and I really want to give it to them. I mix it with Penhaligon's Constance. It's so good. It's salted caramel, oud, and vanilla. It's incredible.
I love the Penhaligon's fragrances.
I love them. I feel like more people need to know about Penhaligon's, because their fragrances are honestly like, they stop you in your tracks. So, because I remember I was actually walking past someone in Central once, and I was like, what is that smell? And someone's like, oh, I'm wearing Constance. And I was like, no, I need to go to Covent Garden right now and go to their store and see what's going on. And honestly, incredible.
Constance is one that has the animal head on, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And those bottles just look so good.
It's so aesthetically pleasing. I remember when I went home for Christmas, my mom saw it. She was like, Gabby, what is this? She was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh my God, it's a fragrance. She was like, oh my God, I've never seen a fragrance look like that. And for me, when I display my fragrances, and it's just the whole aesthetic of like the shape and the size and like the colors, I love it. For me, fragrance, before I leave the house, I have to do it, because it's just something that, again, it seals my day together. And honestly, sometimes I'll be having like not the best day, and when I spray fragrance, it's just kind of like a mood uplifter for me. It makes me feel so like, I don't know, luxurious and just amazing and like beautiful and like pretty. I don't know, it's like a vibe.
But it can give you an instant lift, right? And also, fragrance is so interlinked with memory. So mm-hmm. if you want to be taken back to a particular time, do you have any fragrances that do that for you, where you like transport you?
So I know everyone loves Baccarat Rouge. And I actually bought that again during the lockdown because my friend wore it. And whenever I smiled on someone else, I'm like, what have you got on? It smells, Baccarat Rouge is so unique and it smells so insane. Whenever I smell it, I'm like, what? It actually reminds me of when I went to Mykonos, like right after like the good travel and stuff. It reminds me of my crazy moments in Mykonos and like dates and everything. So whenever I smell that, it reminds me of like fun and happiness and going out, meeting new people and just vibes. Whenever I spray it, to me, that is like my going out fragrance. That's like, I'm going out tonight. I'm going to see who's around and I'm going to smell like that bitch. I love it, it's just, it has so many memories, because when I smell it on someone else, it reminds me of just the most happiest times, like, because I always bring that away with me on holiday, like if I go to like LA or like Mykonos or Ibiza, and it's just my holiday fragrance.
Oh, I love it. Good vibes.
So good.
Very good choice as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing all of your amazing five pieces of advice. And also, I have a shopping list that's longer than my thing. But we finish each episode with a lighthearted note to finish on and talk about beauty blunders. Ooh. So talk to me. Have you had any beauty blunders?
Oh my God. So I actually have. So I remember buying this new powder that everyone was like raving about. And I was just like, oh my God, like, I need to use it on this night out. But that's one rule I would never say, guys. When you have a new beauty product, never ever wait to a Portland event. Just try it when you're not going anywhere. I wore this powder, and I love a bright under eye. I love, like, you know, the whole contour bright under eye. I wore this powder and I went to an event and there was loads of photography. So there was like, there was my friend who was a photographer. He took a picture of me and he went, Gabby. He went, what's wrong with your eyes? I went, what do you mean? He went, look at this picture. The flashback was crazy. I looked crazy. Like, I looked like my under eyes were so bad. And I was like, oh my God. So I was like, no, let's test it on like camera phones. And honestly, every picture I took of everyone, I looked crazy. So honestly, I couldn't take any pictures. I know. And it was a wedding as well.
No.
I know. I was so upset because it was a really good friend of mine. And I just looked, in real life, I didn't look crazy. But in pictures, I think the powder had too much like of a silver pearl. And I was like, guys, sometimes the TikTok girlies aren't right. Like, no.
Did you have any sunglasses?
No, I didn't. I was like, guys, I'll set this one out because not even Facetune could fix this. Honestly, it was crazy.
But also a very good piece of advice. Test those products with a camera.
Yeah.
Test it. Yeah, do a camera.
Do a flash test. Do a picture before you leave out because we can't be looking crazy, guys. Honestly. Lesson learned.
Lesson learned. Well, amazing. I think I've just laughed for the past half hour. Thank you so much for sharing all of your amazing advice.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Honestly, it's been amazing being on here.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone for listening as well. And a huge thanks to our partner, VidaGlow, for sponsoring this episode. For a natural collagen solution backed by impressive clinical results, they're formulated care for your skin, nails, and hair from the inside out. Just head to VidaGlow.com to use your exclusive Grazia discount by entering Grazia20 at checkout.